Over 100 craft brewers will converge at Coca-Cola Park in Allentown on Saturday, June 4th, 2016. The PBS 39 Brewfest has become an annual Lehigh Valley tradition that is growing in popularity among beer lovers in the area. And this year's event will be the Brewfest's sixth appearance at Coca-Cola Park. Hi, this is Seamus McGrogan for WDIY. Joining me now to talk more about the PBS 39 Brewfest is Gerard Longo, the PR and marketing coordinator for PBS 39. Thanks for being here, Gerard.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Gerard, tell me a little bit about why PBS 39 started the Brewfest. What is it about the Brewfest that they really identify with, that they wanted to really put the effort in to make this possible year after year?
Well, of course, there's been, you know, in recent years, a microbrew phenomenon going on in our area. I mean, of course, you have Fegley's Brew Works, you have Weyerbacher, which is another popular local brewer. You have all these breweries popping up all over the place, and it's really, you know, it's really gained a lot of traction, especially over, say, the past decade. So when looking at an event, a major fundraiser, you know, we kind of had to look at, okay, at the time, we started this in 2011, and there weren't too many beer festivals yet. So it's like, what can we really do to capitalize on this phenomenon? And the answer was, well, why don't we throw a beer festival? So, and this was before my time, but, you know, in the time since, you know, it's just kind of become this annual tradition. And it's turned out being our biggest fundraiser of the year. This is the thing that people look forward to. As soon as the date is announced, the date is circled on their calendar and they look forward to coming. So it's just one of those things that kind of, you know, kind of has gained its own momentum over the years and has really become an entity of itself.
What could someone expect when they walk into Coca-Cola Park during the Brewfest?
Okay, so when you come to Brewfest, you walk in through the main gate as you would for a baseball game at Coca-Cola Park. And so you'll see to your right, you'll see a concession stand open, the big concession stand. The Blast Furnace Grill will be open. The Iron Pigs will be running that. Straight ahead, you'll see our membership folks there who will be there on hand to tell you more about the benefits of being a member at PBS 39. And we're also going to have raffle baskets at their table this year, too. So if you support PBS 39, you can enter into the raffle and have a chance to win some pretty cool prizes. And then, so to your left, you're going to start with your non-beer vendors, your crafters, your artisans. We have Bespoke Bacon, as an example, who comes every single year. They make bacon products, bacon jam. And so they bring that, they bring their products every single year. They're a regular. So as you go through the vendors and hopefully, you know, stop and support what they're doing as well, you'll see straight ahead, you'll see our brewers. We have more brewers than ever this year. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 45 so far, more than 100 craft brews. And it doesn't just stop at beer. We have some malt beverages. Of course, Not Your Father's Root Beer was a big winner last year. Small Town Brewery, who makes that, is coming back this year, and they're bringing a new brew. We also have the Colony Meadery and some other local favorites. Of course, you have Fegley's Brew Works. They come every year, Yingling, Sly Fox, and you have some from out of the area that the distributors bring to us. We have great partnerships with the distributors in this area, Shangy's, Banco Beverage, Allentown Beverage. They bring us breweries like Sierra Nevada, Uinta from Utah. So we have plenty in store once you get to Brewfest.
You also have live music at the event. Mm-hmm. What are some of the acts that are going to be playing?
Well, we have the returning Joe Wagner Jazz Trio. Joe Wagner, a huge friend of Brewfest and of PBS 39. He comes to Brewfest every single year. He's going to be playing our VIP session from 1:15 to 2:15. And if you watch PBS 39, we've been running our Take Me Out to the Brewfest promo. Joe actually lent his vocal and musical talents to that. He sang the lyrics that I wrote, the parody lyrics, and he took it upon himself to record it and write all the music. So it's definitely a Brewfest staple, and Joe has done so much for us over the years. We're glad to have him back. And then, so after that, during the general session, we're going to have Cunningham and Associates, of course, Don Cunningham's band, playing the night before at Steel Sex, and they're making the trip to Coca-Cola Park to play for us. So two great, well-known, talented acts in the Valley. Very excited to have them this year.
And the big question for you, Gerard, is what is one beer in particular you're waiting to try this year at the Brewfest?
Well, although I can't give away what it is because I'm not sure they've announced it yet, I really want to try what Small Town is bringing this year, the Not Your Father's brand. I know what it is. I can't say what it is, but let me tell you, it sounds really good.
So we're in for some pleasant surprises. Gerard Longo is the PR and marketing coordinator for PBS 39. The sixth annual PBS 39 Brewfest is a fundraiser for PBS 39. The event will be at Coca-Cola Park in Allentown on Saturday, June 4th. Gerard, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
For WDIY, I'm Seamus McGrogan.